With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The widespread precipitation gracing Montana has at least tapped the brakes in the 2018 fire season. But National Weather Service meteorologist Trent Smith says it's not the full stop event everybody's hoping for.
We can't say that this is a season ender. It's definitely going to slow down our fire season. Like I said, it's all the fires that we're aware of have gotten a good amount of precipitation, but it does look like we'll start warming up and probably get a little bit more winds later on this week.
The rain, snow, and cool temperatures are being felt from the mountains of northwest Montana to the plains of eastern Montana. It slowed the spread of a fire burning near the U.S.-Canada border enough to prompt the lifting of an evacuation order issued last week for Waterton Lakes National Park. The rain slowed but did not extinguish another fire burning in Glacier National Park near Lake McDonald that destroyed 14 residences and other structures. Missoula area fire danger has now subsided enough that officials will lift Stage 2 fire restrictions that have been in place since early August. That goes into effect Wednesday at 12:01 a.m. Meteorologist Trent Smith urges us to enjoy what's left of this rainy system.
Unfortunately, we're not seeing too much of another big wet system moving in anytime soon.
The forecast calls for highs from the 70s to lower 80s and breezy conditions by week's end. Glacier National Park officials say a wildfire that shut down portions of the park for the past 2 weeks has not slowed work on a backcountry dormitory that burned last year. Glacier spokeswoman Lauren Alley says the park has not changed a construction schedule that calls for the Sperry Chalet to be rebuilt by fall 2019. The chalet, built in 1914, was one of the two stone lodges remaining from the days when visitors arrived by railway to explore the park by horseback. A lightning-caused fire last August damaged the dining hall and destroyed the dormitory, leaving only the stone walls. The Park Service has set aside $12 million for reconstruction that began last month. The Howe Ridge Fire, several miles west of the chalet, has burned more than 19 square miles. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.